Great day to watch football. Jaguars at home against the Houston Texans. Both teams come in at 1-4. Sendarik Marks returns. He does not start at tackle, but you will see him on the defense today.
You really don't know what to expect. So in my mind, I'm ready. I'm 100% ready. My knee is great. I feel great. But I still don't know what to expect.
Tannehill looks. He's going to get drilled. What a job on that defensive front. That time it's Sendarik Marks.
Sendarik Marks had a career year in 2014.
You kidding me? Sendarik Marks and Red Bryant had a meeting at the quarterback.
After signing a new contract in 2013, he followed that up with a team-leading 8.5 sacks and was selected to the Pro Bowl as an alternate.
Sendarik Marks gets the half sack he needed. What a way to end the ball game!
He capped off his year with a game-ending sack against the Tennessee Titans. That earned Marks a $600,000 incentive bonus.
You know, I'm taking the whole team out tonight, wherever we want to go. We're going to have fun. But they already put that on me before I even said it. So, you know, we'll go out and we'll have some fun with it.
Let's get to the sidelines with Rick Ballew. Rick, what'd you see?
And Tony, it looked like a left knee. He's going to lay down now. Obviously, medical care is out here for the Jaguars, but I have my eye on him. He was slow to get up, and then he was limping. It appears to be the left knee.
Uh-oh, boy.
10 days later, Mark's season suddenly ended, and his football future hung in the balance.
The last thing in the world you want to have happen is have your best defensive player get hurt in the last game of the season.
Sendarik Marks tore his anterior cruciate ligament in his knee. He would need reconstructive surgery.
Torn ACL, so I'm going to have surgery on it. And I guess just work my way back.
This is Sendarik Marks' Road to Recovery. Less than 24 hours before surgery, life is normal at the Marks household.
Yay! Hey, well, I know who ain't getting no car no time soon.
Teaching his daughter to drive is a far cry from the worry Marks felt lying on the field in Houston.
You know, as a professional athlete, you know, you're supposed to be this big, strong guy. I feel like, you know, you have an injury. If you're able to walk off the field, you get up and you walk off the field. So when I couldn't do that, you know, that put that doubt in my mind, from me, that being a pet peeve of mine, that it was something serious. Here we go.
A laid-back home life gives Marks peace of mind off the field. But his confidence in the Jaguars team physician has Sendarik resting easy the night before surgery.
I'm truly ready for it. You know, I got all the trust in Dr. Kaplan, and I'm ready to attack the challenge. I was pumped yesterday when we did the interview and stuff.
Yeah,
I got nervous as hell last night.
Oh, really?
I ain't been to sleep.
You didn't sleep at all last night?
No. I wasn't going to sleep. Hey, thank you.
Big fan.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Doing good?
Yes, sir. All right. It's the wife, man. She's getting surgery.
Sendarik, hey, nice to meet you. Jackson, you having surgery?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
On what? On your arm?
My wrist.
On your wrist?
Yeah.
I got to have it on my knee.
We getting better. That ain't going to hurt us next year, is it?
No. this thing will be good by next week.
On game day, Cinderic Marks is a menacing presence. But on the first day of his journey back to the field, he looks far less intimidating.
I'm ready to get it over with. Nerves all at the same time. Yeah, go knock me out and do what you got to do.
Most important thing, even though you know and I know, you got to confirm the side that we are working on.
Okay, right knee.
All right. So I'm going to put my initials on your right knee.
Jaguars team physician Kevin Kaplan will perform the two-hour surgery to repair Mark's injured knee.
All right, man. I'll see you in there.
Still ahead on Road to Recovery.
Everything went very well, so now Road to Recovery, and the clock starts ticking until we get him back on the field.
Cinderic's knee is back together. Now it's time to go to work.
But he brings the same attitude he does to his rehab that he did to playing football. And that's the kind of mindset you have to kind of get back to where you want to be.
Plus, Cinderic's best friend explains why the journey back to the field isn't the biggest hurdle Marks has overcome.
If you can make it out here, like, I'll be damned if ACL can hold you back.
You're watching Cinderic Marks, Road to Recovery.
Everything went great. We did an ACL reconstruction, and everything went very well. So now Road to Recovery, and the clock starts ticking until we get him back on the field.
Yeah, they told me he was all up under anesthesia. They said he was in here snoring. I should have came here and asked for that bank account number.
Family and a sense of humor are welcome distraction for Cinderic Marks. He has a lot of hurdles to clear before he can add to that bank account again.
As opposed to a weekend warrior who wants to get back and play recreational basketball or recreational football or baseball, they have other ways of being employed. These guys, this is their livelihood. This is the way that they make a living.
I talked to Scott, and I talked to Gus as well, and Dave and all those guys, and let them know how you did. And now it's rehab, okay? So we'll work hard and get you back as quick as safely as possible.
All right, man.
2 weeks after surgery, Marks returns to Everbank Field to continue his recovery. So far, rehab is right on schedule.
Right now we're working on him regaining his flexion. Normal knee flexion is about 135 degrees. Right now he's been chipping away. He gets to 90 comfortably. But we use a goniometer to measure as he's flexing up. And now he's comfortably getting to about 105 degrees once he warms up a little bit. Obviously the first goal is getting full extension, which he has done well in this first week. So now it's just a matter of each day chipping away, getting a little more flexion.
Marks has just 6 months to reach his goal. The season opener against Carolina.
Obviously, he's got a great attitude. He brings the same attitude he does to his rehab that he did playing football. And that's the kind of mindset you have to kind of get back to where you want to be from a playing perspective.
That mindset was formed 400 miles west of Jacksonville.
If you can make it out here, like, I'll be damned if an ACL can hold you back. This wasn't an easy place to make it from.
Freddie Stokes grew up with Cinderic in the now abandoned Josephine Allen Project in Mobile, Alabama.
Two totally different stories, but the one thing that has been consistent is friendship and us being from out here.
They've been friends their whole lives. Their bond is so deep that Marks can't remember a time when Freddie wasn't there.
If I ever really think deep down inside, like how I really felt about him or explain how I really felt about him, I think it'll be so much emotion that I cry talking about how I feel about him.
Freddie and Cinderic met when they were both in kindergarten. And in high school, they made a pact. Make it out of the project, nicknamed Happy Hill.
A lot of kids' mindset in those areas are sports or a rapper. Don't nobody else think to be a doctor or a lawyer.
Freddie took a road less traveled. Stokes is a prosecuting attorney for the city of Pritchard, Alabama.
Crazy thing is when people want to reach out and want somebody to come back and talk to kids, they want to reach out to me. And I'm like, man, all these kids are not going to be athletes.
Our stories are so different, but you know, we made it.
And I'm like, dude, you doing something that's, I think is way more powerful than what I'm doing. On the mind, on a scale and to everybody else is huge. What you're doing is way bigger than what I am. And I'm just so proud of you and what you're doing and how you continue to go after it.
Freddie and Sindarik's friendship will always be there. But his bond with one of his teammates was forged in the Jaguars training room.
Yeah.
At the end of the 2014 season, Jaguars defensive tackle Roy Miller injured his knee. Off-season surgery forced Miller to work alongside fellow defensive lineman Sindarik Marks.
And he's just a funny guy in general, funny to look at, funny to be around. Everything he says, you barely understand what he's saying, so that's funny too.
Black History Month. Can everybody say it with me? I am somebody.
They not only play next to each other and rehab together, they also carpool.
There was a time when he had to come pick me up because I couldn't drive. And then there was like 2 or 3 weeks later when I could drive, when I'd go pick him up. And we just, man, laughed and came up there every day and worked together, man. It was good having him there. I think we picked each other's morale up and we went through a tough time together.
You got to hit the bike. I'll finish wait on you.
It's not all sunshine and rainbows for the 300-plus pound defensive tackles. Debate can get heated.
It's all personal opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't argue that. It's because, like, we're both the same kind of people. Like, we're both like an alpha male. You know, and no matter what he say, like, I'm against it. No matter what I say, he's against it.
Those disagreements created respect for each other, and their overall attitudes and friendship made the monotony of a long rehab tolerable.
He definitely has a spark. And the guy is always smiling. You always see those gold teeth laughing, and you know, it's just good to be around him, and I think it made things easier.
It's the exact same way when we out on the field. And it just, for some reason, we had that understanding and we know we butt heads, but the other one wants what's best.
Still to come, Sindarik gets his feet on the ground as rehab continues and life off the field changes in a big way.
You have that consistent stability there, you know, each and every day you come home.
And Sindarik goes to prom, a special memory that will be with Marks forever.
I don't go into it thinking, well, I'm going to do this because it's going to be a big story.
You're watching Sindarik Marks, Road to Recovery.
People really gravitate towards him. So, you know, guys have, you know, there's not many people like that can really engage everybody in that locker room. And Sindarik's special that way.
Other players, coaches, and Jaguars football staff have continued to gravitate towards mm-hmm. Sindarik Marks during his rehab.
Oh, word. Appreciate it, Doc.
He's become a training room celebrity. But Marks still puts his pants on one leg at a time. Marks has taken a workmanlike approach to his rehab, and May 13th was one of his biggest days yet.
Yeah, it's a big milestone, so he's right at about 4 months. So this is a really the big functional step, because once he starts running and we can add weight to that, then he can really do a lot more of the exercises we want him doing on the field, more of the functional type things that'll help him get back to doing football type drills.
Sindarik will run on an air pressure controlled treadmill that will allow him to run at half of his body weight.
So we'll start him off only bearing 50% weight, and then as time goes, we'll gradually add weight to get him up to 100%. Once he's 100% on there, then we can obviously take him on land.
Sindarik is eager to leave the rubber floor of the Jaguars training room and run on the turf of Everbank Field. But on June 20th of this year, Marks had sand under his feet as he began the next chapter of his life.
I'm at that point still where I don't feel like nothing changed.
Behind every good man is a good woman. And that's no different in Sindarik's life. Ran has given Marks peace of mind during his recovery process.
That consistent support. You know, she has your back. She's there for you. Up, down times, you know, just you got an ear. If you need an ear, you got a shoulder. If you need a shoulder.
During his busy off season, Marks was able to offer some support of his own.
I talked with your mom. She said it was okay. And I heard you had a prom this weekend. And I want to know if I can take you to prom.
Yeah. Sindarik asked 18-year-old Kamaya Jennings to her senior prom. Jennings was in the middle of a battle with liver cancer.
When I do stuff, I don't never think like it's going to be a big story. I don't go into it thinking, well, I'm going to do this because it's going to be a big story.
The defensive tackle picked Jennings up in his Lamborghini and escorted her to the prom at Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. That night had a lasting impact on Marks.
it grew on me, you know, her personality, and I knew her, started to know her personally. And not only that, you know, talking with her parents, with her mom, with her sister, being around them, understanding who she was, and actually started to feel close as real friends.
The friendship grew, and Sendarik became a part of Kamaya's support system, and they became part of Sendarik's family.
Now it's really a true friendship. It actually, you know, brought more people into my life that I to this point now that I trust and that I honor our friendship.
Kamaya Jennings lost her battle with liver cancer on May 21st.
You know, sometimes you get beside yourself and you start to question, you know, what you believe in. You know, I believe my God makes no mistakes where I shouldn't question him. And when something like that happened, I mean, you know, I want to know why.
Kamaya and Sendarik's story made national headlines. But it wasn't about that for Marks.
It wasn't a spotlight for something great for me to do. You know, you made me a better person by accepting my invite to actually do it.
That invitation had a lasting impact on Sendarik's life and meant more to him than he ever expected. The Jaguars started their organized team activities on May 26th, and Sendarik was on the sidelines. While his team practiced, his rehab moved outdoors and began to look more like football.
It's been progressing pretty well, and it's getting better and better every day. So I'm going along with the flow, and just, you know, however it comes about, I'm just doing all the work I can.
Following an OTA practice, Marks was honored by Dreams Come True for his community service work, including the impact he had on Kamaya Jennings and her family.
I just want to thank you for everything you did for her. Thank you for coming into her life at that time and being there for our family.
Thank y'all for accepting.
What's up, man?
All right, y'all boys. I know I ain't not up with y'all, man, but y'all boys work. Keep going for the game.
Jag home free.
One, two, three, Jag!
Next, the offseason comes and goes, and Sendarik is still on the sideline.
It's really in my mind that I'm going to have a green light today.
But it won't be long before Marks gets the news he's been waiting for.
If you do well with that over the next couple weeks, then I have no reason to tell you not to play.
You're watching Sendarik Marks, Road to Recovery.
Our hope is that, come opening day, that he'll be ready, but we're not going to push it. We're going to make sure that it's right for not only our team, but for Sendarik, and make sure that he doesn't suffer any setbacks by going back too soon.
Sendarik Marks kept progressing through the offseason. Marks and his teammates worked on their own in the weeks leading up to camp, and the defensive tackle recovering from knee surgery started to look like his old self. But when training camp opened on July 31st, Jacksonville Jaguars were eager to prep for the 2015 season. But Sendarik Marks was on the sideline. Marks still wasn't cleared for full participation. And while his teammates worked on their craft, Marks made sure his knee was ready for the rigors of an NFL season.
As far as the protocol and what's on paper, you know, I'm right on schedule where I'm supposed to be. So, I mean, all that is great.
After four preseason games, Marks hoped he'd make the active roster and not have to start the year on the physically unable to perform list, which meant he'd not be able to practice with his teammates for at least 6 weeks.
I don't think he'll be ready for week one. You know, he's got some testing to do with Milo in terms of return to play. I don't want to put we think he's going to be ready before week six. And so once he starts to practice, I think we'll have a better idea.
Marks will start the season on the active roster.
To begin the 21st season for both teams, it's Jags versus Panthers on a beautiful day at Everbank Field.
As the season begins, his teammates game plan for each week's opponent. But things are simpler for Sendarik. Get in football shape.
You know, you've done well with therapy and rehab, and so really what I want to see is you getting out there and functionally doing the things in individuals and one-on-ones and make sure that you feel comfortable getting out there and playing in a game. So I think, you know, that's the next step of this, and if you do well with that over the next couple weeks, then I have no reason to tell you not to play. So, you know, we'll work with Scott, we'll work with the coaches and get you back into certain situations and then see how you feel, as long as you're comfortable with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go. Appreciate it.
All right, let's get after it.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Yep.
But in week six, the Wednesday before a home matchup with the Houston Texans, practice turned into a game day for Marks.
It's really in my mind that I'm going to have a green light today. You know, so I'm preparing myself for it, and I'm going out all out. It's really a game day situation for me today.
The following Friday, head coach Gus Bradley told the media Senderic was ready to play.
He's all about it. I am up, ready to go mentally. How does he fight through it? Does he keep getting better? Do you see him gain confidence with every rep that he's in?
You really don't know what to expect. So in my mind, I'm ready. I'm 100% ready. My knee is great. I feel great. But I still don't know what to expect.
What?
Normally on game day, I try to be as calm as I can, but I just couldn't hold it in. I was too excited. For me, I wanted to block out everything and make sure I focus on the game and don't worry about my knee. That's all I kept saying was, my knee is great, my knee is great. I'm running out holding the flag and my knee is great, my knee is great. I didn't see nothing else.
Hey, be on it, be on it. I had Butter beat so bad when he held me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a set. Yeah. I'm celebrating over here, Cease.
I know you messed up.
You know I am. I don't even feel it. Like, when I'm out there, other than that, they're feeling pretty good.
Senderic ended his first game of 2015 with just one tackle, but numbers didn't matter. Marks made his season debut, and his long journey back to the field came to an end.
As I continue to rehab, you know, this injury, just to make sure I continue to get faster, stronger, and make sure it continues to grow, you know, over the rest of my career. So, I mean, it's tough, but it's a grind, and you appreciate it a lot more.
This offseason wasn't just about rehabbing a knee injury for Senderic Marks. It was about where he came from, personal growth, helping others, and his journey through life.
I love the opportunity that I get. I love the life that I live and all the things that I was able to accomplish, but I'm not done yet. You know, it's still more, you know. The injury wasn't gonna stop me. You know, no matter what happens, as long as I'm able to continue to go, I will.